Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. CORE Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using CORE Documents' HRA concept. CORE Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let CORE Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for CORE Documents or see us at CoreDocuments.com. That's CORE, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24-volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website again, Stoves and
More. The FDAA. Are you shocked that 20 million illegal aliens have invaded our country? That 60% of HUD funds go to illegals? That 1 in 10 births in the U.S. are to illegals? The anchor babies born to illegals at our expense get citizenship? That less than 2% are picking crops, but 41% are on welfare? That they comprise 95% of all murder warrants in L.A.? That our politicians want to give them amnesty if they pay back taxes? What taxes? Low-skilled, low-income workers with numerous dependents don't pay taxes. They get a check for earned income tax credit. And then there's our schools. Had enough? Then join the campaign. Support is needed of every citizen to...
Go with the inherent law.
Show us the law.
We're standing on the inherent law.
We come back from the...
877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or go to sayno2illegals.org before it's too late.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying, thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back, thanking me for my concerns, and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may contain vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
now a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Folks, for the fourth year in a row, the state of Nevada has had the distinction of being the worst state in America, according to a survey published last Thursday. The worst state when it comes to crime. Now, while I'm sure New York, Illinois, and California have more incidents of crime, the numbers in Nevada are per capita, therefore, judged on the number of people living there against the number of crimes done. The survey rated six major crimes, including murder, rape, robbery, assault, burglary, and grand theft auto. Nevada, one of the fastest growing states in the union, also has a growing crime problem. And it doesn't stop there. Second and third on the list, New Mexico and Arizona, followed by Maryland and Tennessee. Do you or do you not see a pattern here? The pattern that I see is the states with the high influxes of illegal aliens are the states where crime has increased dramatically. Now, let's do a disclaimer here, folks, for all the idiots out there that are going to email me and say, you're blaming everything on illegal aliens. No, I'm not. We got a lot of homegrown criminals. No doubt about it. I'll repeat that again in a little while. But we got homegrown criminals. Why are we going to import some new ones? And these people are coming in and doing crimes at a rate faster than the homegrown criminals are doing them. So we do not need any more criminals coming into this country. Now, one more disclaimer before I move on. Am I saying that all illegal aliens come in and commit additional crimes to them coming into the country illegally? No, of course they don't. Most do not. But we have enough to do. But let's check the states that have very little influx of illegal aliens and see what happens in those states. Out of 50 states, Montana, 44th. South Dakota, 45th. Wyoming, 46th, New Hampshire, 47th, Maine, 48th, Vermont, 49th, and North Dakota, 50th. Now, don't tell me, well, these are small states with small populations. It is still per capita, which means the crimes are based against the number of people who live there. So it's relatively the same no matter what the population is. States with large influxes of illegal aliens, again, here we go. Arkansas, 13th. Washington, 14th. Oklahoma, 15th, North Carolina, 16th, Alabama, 17th. And even little Delaware, where I read a story the other day about the huge influx of illegal aliens, they are in 18th. Now, we all know about the homegrown criminals. Let me say it one more time. I'm not saying that we don't have criminals in this country who commit crimes. We do. But I'm telling you that we are importing more and more new foreign criminals every day. Do we really need to import them, folks? I mean, is this something we need? Why are we doing it? This is insanity. We see the numbers going up, and we do absolutely nothing. It seems very strange to me, very strange, that the states with the large recent influxes are also those states with the most crime. Unbelievable. Fact of the matter is this. We are importing crime, and we need new, harsher immigration laws in this country. We need to get very harsh. Now, when we bring up certain things, they always use the term draconian. Well, okay, I'm with that. Let's come on with the draconian measures, if that's what it's going to take to fix this problem. I believe that if we don't fix it soon, we're going to have a place that looks like some of these third world countries where crime is the norm rather than the exception, where you can't step out your door without a bodyguard, without getting mugged. That's what it's going to come to eventually, because we are importing people who have no respect for our laws, no respect for our traditions, and no respect for our culture in this country. They are bringing their third world anarchy and violence into the United States of America. Now, to fix this problem, I have an 8-step program here that will discourage foreigners from coming to our great nation and bringing with them their bad habits. Now, the word foreigner I use very, very sparingly because I know that foreigners can come from anywhere in the world, and we know that illegal aliens are coming from everywhere in the world. I am not mentioning any race, creed, color, size, height, shape, or anything else. I am talking about illegal aliens and foreigners in general, in general. Now, we have to start somewhere, and here's a great place to start. Now, here is our 8-step beginner program. Now, get with this, folks. This is the real deal. Number one, and we're going to implement these things and fix our problems. Number one, There will be no special bilingual programs in the schools, no special ballots for our elections, and all government business will be conducted in our language. And we're not saying you can't speak whatever language you want at home, in private, with your family. No, we are going to not print that on our ballots, on our instructions, on our moving violation tickets, on anything government related. We're going to have it in our language. Number two, foreigners will not have the right to vote no matter how long they live in this country. We will never, ever, ever give them the right to vote in our beloved America. Number three, foreigners will never, ever be able to hold political office no matter how long they live here. We will never allow them to be elected to political office. Number four, foreigners will not be a burden on the taxpayers. There will be no welfare, no food stamps, no health care, nor any government assistance programs whatsoever. Foreigners will not be able to get these things where domestic or native-born people will. Number five, foreigners living in our country must come legally with a visa, and they must register with the government. They must maintain a bank balance with a minimum amount, and they must prove that any employment they take will not be eliminating a domestic worker from that employment. In other words, if you take a job, you are going to have to prove to the government that no American worker can take that job. Six, if foreigners do come and want to buy land, options will be restricted. No waterfront property and no property within 50 miles of an international border. Seven, foreigners may not protest. No demonstrations, no flying of foreign flags, no political organizing, and no criticizing our government and our policies. If you do this, you will be sent home. Eight, if you come to this country illegally, you will be hunted down, you will be jailed, and then deported. Now I ask you, are these harsh measures? I would say so harsh, but necessary. I think it's something that needs to be done. And it's a good start. Now, people will say it's too harsh. People will call it racist. People will call it xenophobic. People will call it bigoted. People will call it nativist. And people will call it 10 or 12, 15 other names that come to mind. But guess what? It is something that must be done. And you can call it harsh. You can call it draconian. You can call it whatever you want. But these are the things that need to be done to fix this problem in our country. And that's that. And that's all I have to say on it. Oh, one more thing. Did I mention that these things are already in effect in the country of Mexico? Every one of this 8-point plan is already being done today in Mexico as we speak. But they tell us that we are racist and xenophobic and bigoted because we want to enforce our laws on a much milder scale. Now you tell me. Who's the hypocrite and who's the person trying to fix their country and save it for future generations? You figure that one out. Call me. Let me know. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Remich, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Most newspaper editors in our town have the attention span of a gnat. Consequently, newspaper editorials beat the same dead horse week after week and month after month. Our host, Terry Anderson, does a great job supporting the police officers and deputy sheriffs who protect lives and property in the Los Angeles area. Unlike Terry, our local newspaper editors want to blame rank-and-file deputy sheriffs and police officers for getting hurt or for retiring with a secure pension. Police officers and deputy sheriffs working patrol and custody assignments in Los Angeles County are routinely assaulted by violent suspects. After 30 years of service, there is very little chance that a deputy sheriff will retire uninjured. In fact, many of us work until the day the Sheriff's Department forcibly retires us from service. If Los Angeles County management wants more from its public safety professionals, then they should stop complaining about how many of us get hurt. We understand it's part of the job. What we don't understand is why that comes as a surprise to newspaper editors and our county administrators. I'm Steve Remich. Please drive carefully. Thanks for listening.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of our country. And it's a shame, folks, and we are working to fix it every single day. Let me remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight in Phoenix, Arizona, at KFNX 1100 AM. The great K-Dawn, KDWN 720 AM in Las Vegas, and all the folks listening on the RBN network all across the country, welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, but don't forget, you give back all that you give. And don't forget, you people out there that disagree with me, don't call up and try to sugarcoat and make it sound like you like me, thinking you're going to get put on. If you call and you are opposition, you go to the front of the line. I put you on instantly. So if you don't like me, call up and say so. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horrible little clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. In an effort to break President Bush's long-running record of the most horriblest clown the most times in a single year, Mexican mayor Antonio Pancho Villaraigosa showed that he believes race is more important than country, and that he will stand with lawbreakers as long as he is the same color that they are. Last year, he stood up on the steps of the City Hall of Los Angeles with 500,000 people waving foreign flags and made the ridiculous statement that, quote, "we wash your toilets," unquote. I bet this cat has never washed a toilet in his life. You know what I mean? And to say we wash your toilets is one of the most racist things he could say, because he is now lumping himself in with people here illegally just because he's the same race that they are. Well, last week he stood with those same illegal aliens and their supporters, but this time we have to drop two zeros and bring that number down to 5,000 people. It kind of dwindled, didn't it? 5,000 people. He was a keynote speaker, and he told them that his proudest moment as a mayor of L.A. was when he last year greeted the 500,000 illegal aliens and their supporters. Unbelievable. A man elected to office in this country is standing with lawbreakers, and that's okay. And what about being proud to serve the rest of us people in L.A., us black folks, us white folks, us American Hispanics, Asians of all colors, American Indians? What about being proud to serve us? No, he's only proud when it's Mexican people, and let's be real about that, because he has said that he is a Chicano mayor. He then went on to say that America is a great and generous country, and that there ought to be a, quote, pathway to citizenship for those illegally in the country, unquote. Now imagine this, an American elected official who stands as a leader of a people illegally in the country as they wave their Mexican flags, demanding an end to deportations and demanding blanket amnesty. Only in California, folks. This state is lost. It is over here. And I tell you, if you don't protect where you live, you're going to end up with a clown just like this, a clown who is this week's horriblest clown of the week. Unbelievable, folks. Unbelievable. Let us get right to our guest now. My buddy, guy that I've known for quite some time, he's working hard to fix this invasion, as a lot of us are. William Gein from Alipac. William, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, we've come a long way in the last 2 years, haven't we?
Things have changed, haven't they?
They're moving and they're shaking, and the towers are shaking.
You know, William, I remember the old days back in the 90s, early 90s, when we used to talk about someday things will change and we'll be glad when that happens. It has happened. It is here now. People have finally awakened. The giant no longer sleeps, and all of these illegal aliens and their supporters are trembling in their boots because they know their days are numbered of being vocal in this country. People are angry at that vocalness of theirs and the lies and bigotry that they spout from their mouths. Tell us what's going on with you and your organization, buddy.
Well, we are all in a very, very important time window right now, Terry, and it all revolves around what the big corporations, the big businesses like Bank of America and Miller Brewing and all of them have planned for us in Washington, D.C., and it's got a lot of different names tacked onto it, but you know what it is. I know what it is. Most of your listeners know what it is. It's amnesty. We call it scamnesty, and it's got to go down now. The reason it's got to go down now is that the campaigns are already beginning to pick up for 2008, and a lot of candidates are feeling the burn. Even old John McCain is running from Ed Kennedy now. He's Ted Kennedy. He's running back from Kennedy.
Flip-flop like a beach salmon. You know what I mean?
I got some bad news for him. John McCain has got political herpes. Once you get into bed with Ted Kennedy on amnesty, you've got political herpes. But he went out there, and all of a sudden, instead of the lobbyists and all the paid influence around kissing his butt day and night in Washington, D.C., telling him, you know, what's the best thing to do about all these illegal aliens, all of a sudden, he's on the ground in Iowa, and the people in this country now have the chance to get to these politicians.
Yeah, they braced him real good.
That's right, and he's not the first one, and he won't be the last one. It's basically, they know that if they're going to pass an amnesty, they've got to do it now, because every day, every month, we get closer to the 2008 elections. That window of opportunity is getting smaller and smaller as the candidates are getting more and more hesitant to put their rubber stamp on this. And by the way, you know, what's really going on here is the big companies have already done this, and the Congress is being asked to rubber stamp it, but they're having trouble getting the horse or the mule out of the barn, because what they're asking them to rubber stamp is the end of this country. They are asking them to rubber stamp the end of the United States of America as we have known it.
Well, you know what? They can try it. They can talk it. They can attempt it. But there's a lot of folks out here that are going to step right in the way and say, uh-uh, no, we're not having that. And I'm going to tell you something else. If they don't fix this, William, in a real quick fashion, in a legal fashion, the way we're asking them to do, we cannot be responsible for what the people of this country do. These people are so fed up, so angry. Who knows what people will do? Now, we don't advocate any type of violence. I'm against violence. But I do predict it if they don't fix this in a timely fashion, legally.
Well, Terry, you and me, we're the politicians of the movement. We're the talkers. Our job is to communicate and to encapsulate things into the words and the language, and to motivate people to basically try to use every remnant of what is working in this country, every advantage we have in language and what's left of our political structure. Every ounce of that has got to be drained right now, because the message the federal government is sending is that we don't care what 80% of American citizens think, and what your laws say and who you've elected and what they've done in Congress means nothing. It means who you voted for means nothing. It's a very dangerous signal, and you're absolutely right. There are forces that could tear this country apart in a horrible and violent fashion if this imbalance is not corrected. But you've got people who represent less than 10% of the American population trying to force the other 80% into this. And there's some truths that are not going to change. No matter what they try to pass in D.C., there's some truths that are not going to change. And some of those truths are, one, illegal immigration is terribly harmful to the country.
Period.
Nothing they're going to do is going to change that. Two, not only is it bad for that, but two, the majority of the American citizens are against what they are trying to do. And that's not going to change no matter what type of poll they float, no matter what politician they put out in front of it. But, you know, people, what we have to do, our job is to connect the circuit. We have to connect the people to the politicians, and quickly, just like McCain. McCain got some of the juice. He got a little bit of electricity. We connected the circuit between him and the actual feelings of the people. Right now, his campaign's looking at the polling data like flippity-flop Mitt Romney's people is looking at.
But I tell folks all the time, still, do not trust this guy.
No,
McCain.
No.
But I see your point. He has flipped a little bit. He kind of got religion. You know what I mean? And that's the thing. But we still don't. I don't trust anybody that in 2007 is talking amnesty at any point, even if they get a change of heart. But the point is, they are hearing it. Those people in Iowa jammed this guy up as quick as he got off the plane. They were on him talking about, are you crazy? We don't want no amnesty here. And everywhere he goes, he's going to hear it. Now, the other Democrats are not going to hear that, because the people that are going to show up for them are their people, and most of them are in favor of these liberal policies.
Well, let me address that real quick, because you and me, we're both going to D.C., buddy. And we need, one, everybody listening out there that can join us in D.C. April 22nd through the 26th. We need you there. I know it's a long, expensive travel from Southern California, but we need, one, the bodies with us in D.C. Two, if you can't come, we need you backing us up on the phones and playing with our game plan, because here it is. One, the Democratic coalition is really a lie to put this thing together. If we break it down for the different groups within the Democratic Party, illegal immigration is devastating to blacks. Anybody in the black caucus supporting illegal immigration has got to be an idiot. And they certainly haven't read the L.A. Times reports about the ethnic cleansing going on in the areas of Los Angeles that nobody black can step into without getting shot at. Two, the gay groups. Well, some of them tried to join the marches a year ago. Remember back in May and April of last year when they were on the streets? A lot of the gay and lesbian groups that are bigwigs in the Democratic Party decided to go out there and join hands with their illegal alien brethren in the march, and that lasted about an hour or two because the viewpoints of the illegal aliens towards the gay community was quite hostile. So that's not a comfortable arrangement. Anybody in a labor union, anybody that knows that Cesar Chavez used to patrol the border and that illegal immigration, lowers wages, shouldn't be supporting any measures like what they're considering. So what I'm saying is the different divisive blocks within the Democratic Party, except for the attorneys and the illegal aliens and the Hispanic groups themselves, this is not good for them. And we've got to make that point to the different coalitions of the left, that they don't need to give these corporations and the illegal aliens what they want, because they're going to set feminism back 50 years, civil rights back 50 years. There's no civil rights in Mexico, and women are raped and gang raped so often that they don't even call the police.
And homosexuals, boy, they really catch it down there, you know what I mean?
They'll beat you in the head with a brick find out. So these are all things that we need to provide the proper information into the proper channels. Now, secondly, if this thing passes, there is a plan B. There is a fatal flaw in the legislation, and that fatal flaw for them is that it takes up to 6 years, Terry, for these people to become legalized. And if this passes, within a week, when Bush goes to put his hand on it, we're going to fight it with everything we got, but should it pass, we need to all convene back in D.C. and embrace the program and make it our goal to strip out the path to citizenship and announce that we want this program to become an effective deportation tool.
We also, while there, we are going to fight for Ramos and Compiègne to have them released from prison, to be pardoned by a presidency and two parties who will not get behind them. Here are two guys who have defended this country and are now incarcerated, which is outrageous. Those are our two goals, folks. No amnesty, deportations, and defend Ramos and Compiègne. That is what we're going there to do. Now, how many of your followers are coming with you?
Well, we're unveiling the plan tomorrow, actually. Tomorrow we're going to release a new promotional website, holdtheirfeettothefire.org, and we're going to try to line up the coalition that you and I and others have built behind these boycotts. You know, we made a little bit of history with over 100 organizations boycotting Bank of America, and we're going to try to plug every one of these organizations that we can into the D.C. effort. We got word from Frosty Woolrich end of this week that the truckers are coming to D.C. The truckers plan to jam the beltways around Washington, D.C. on the 23rd while we're there because they're upset about the Mexican trucks rolling. So this thing has a snowball effect, and we're going to unleash that website tomorrow morning, and then we're going to start plugging in the bloggers. We've got several bloggers coming. They're going to form a blogger row right next to the radio row that FAIR's put together. And we're going to use the existing infrastructure put together by initially by Roger Hedgecock and FAIR, and we're going to mushroom that into something much larger, we hope, because what they do is great, but it's time. We really need something historic here. We need a historic movement on Washington, and I'm not talking about a march in the mall. I'm talking about putting our people, bodies in offices.
Lots of folks are going to be there in offices. I got to go, William. We got a hard break coming up. I just want to remind you folks, this is a historic event, and we're going to be there. The other side goes and lobbies. Well, guess what? We're in the right, and we're going to lobby. I will be the very first one to broadcast from Radio Row that Sunday night at midnight, 9 o'clock Pacific time. We will set it off then, and from that point on through Wednesday, there will be hosts guesting from all over the country there on Radio Row doing their shows. William Gein will be there with Ali Pack. There will be many organizations there. Looking forward to seeing you, buddy. I haven't seen you in a while. And we'll get this thing going. Give your website one more time.
Terry, we're gonna rock the boat up in D.C. And our website, we'd love to have your listeners visit us at www.alipac.us. That's alipac.us.
All right, buddy. Thanks for coming on, William. See you in Washington, D.C.
Yes, sir, brother.
All right, pal. Take care. William Gein, folks, from Alipac. Great guy. Works hard for the country. We're going to be there. We're going to be doing our thing. A lot of good people are going to be. Roger Hedgecock used to be the mayor of San Diego. He'll be there from Cogo Radio in San Diego. John and Ken, KFI, right here in Los Angeles, will be there. Dominic Brasilla from Beaumont, Texas. I was on the Hedgecock show with him the other day. The great Les Kinsolving from Baltimore, Maryland, will be there. Lynn Woolley, syndicated guy from Texas. Great guy. Met him when we did the Rumble at the Ranch. And Peter Boyles will be there, my buddy from the Denver area. Great, great deal. We'll talk more about it a little later. Right now, we're going to play our cut from courtesy of CCIR. This is Art Torres, head of the Democratic Party here in California, saying what he thought nobody would hear. This is how they talk when nobody else is around. Art Torres.
Remember, 187 is the last gasp of white America in California. Understand that.
And people say to me on the Senate floor when I was in the Senate, why are you fighting so hard for affirmative action programs?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
5-54-82,
800-305-5482. MedFed, middays, noon to 3, News Talk 870, KRLA. Just right.
They're back. That's right. The famous Terry Anderson Show pen is back. Ask anyone who has one of the original pens. They're the bomb, and the new ones are even nicer. And for a $15 or more donation to the show, we're going to send you one. Stop trying to lift that bump plastic pen from the counter at the post office. You don't need it. The Terry Anderson Show pen is the real deal. Sleek, refillable, laser engraved with a quote from yours truly. You'll spend all day making sure no one walks away with yours. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion. Folks, this Feet to the Fire thing is going to be huge. It's going to be really great. If you can make it, come on down. We would really love to have you here. Let's go to Michael Schmidt now, calling from the state of California. Michael, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hello, sir. Good evening. I just wanted to call. I'm calling for the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have an Operation Stand Your Ground. We're going to it started March 31st, going through April 29th, and it's the California chapter of the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps. We're going to be providing coverage of our California-Mexico border, basically doing the job the federal government refuses to do. And during that time, we'll be standing, looking for people crossing to California along the southern border. And we've got a high amount of illegal immigrant and drug traffic during the day and night operations. Our teams will be reporting all the local activity to local Border Patrol so the law enforcement can apprehend these people. And we also have a new camp called Camp Vigilance, which is in Boulevard, California. It resides about 8 acres. It's about 8 acres and stands about 2 miles north of the Mexican border. It's right in the middle of the heaviest trafficked area in California for illegals crossing into America. And we're planning a special open house event for members to bring their families and friends down to the camp and take a tour of what the federal government actually calls a border fence. And this event will have be the weekend of April 20th to the 22nd, right after tax time. And they're going to have like nice light snacks, hot dogs. It's going to be kind of a festive kind of in the family and friend type affair. And, you know, it's an opportunity to get down there and seeing exactly what's going on. The only thing we ask for is that no one under 18 show up. We'd like to have adults down there. And if you can't come down, couldn't come down to the border last year, we missed you and we need your help and everyone needs your time. We have 1,450 members who are sitting at home watching American Idol and golf and cutting the lawn instead of spending time on the border and helping protect our country. Now, we're going to, we have down there, we have a camp, a full camp with a full tent area, RV hookups. We have our own mountain retreat with a one-bedroom apartment and private bath and kitchen. And it's a real comfortable place and a good place to do something for your country.
Give those dates again, Michael.
All right. It's going to be April 20th to the 22nd.
And how can they get additional information?
Just call the MinutemanHeadquarters.com. Get on the Internet for MinutemanHeadquarters.com. And just and all the information's on there. Tells you what to bring. Tells you what to expect. And it's going to be a real good event.
Michael Schmidt from the California Minutemen Civil Defense Corps. Thank you so much for that update, Michael. I hope your event goes well. I would like to make it. I will be in Washington, D.C.
I understand that. And, Terry, thank you very much for everything you're doing. And we're working on the border trying to help our country.
Keep it going, buddy.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to Curtis calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Curtis, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Pretty good, Curtis.
Well, I got one bad day and one good day. Here in Las Vegas, 13 to 40% of the people that is in jail are illegal.
Amazing.
And the good thing is that when you was talking about the packing houses that last week,
right?
There is a couple of them I know are being sued. And one of them is Tyson Meat, the Chicken Man.
Haven't bought any in 15 years.
Yeah, one is being sued in Chicago, another one is being sued in Texas.
Good news.
And the other good news is I get out from time to time. I be at the demonstration with Cricket and them, and I guess Bank of America, and we have a lot of truckers going by and giving us up the thumbs up and
that's because they,
the horn.
That's because they understand, Curtis. They understand the problem.
Yeah, but another bad thing, too, I couldn't believe our military is talking about hiring or enlisting illegal aliens for the military.
Yeah, that's insane.
And that I heard that it's more than a brigade or division.
It's insane, Curtis. How are you going to get discipline when you got people in there that aren't even supposed to be in the country? But that hasn't happened. We'll see what's happening. Got to go, Curtis. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Wendy calling from Northridge, California. Wendy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. How are you?
Pretty good.
It's amazing how this has really come to the forefront. We had Dan Sheehy in February, and, you know, he was just absolutely in March, and he was absolutely wonderful.
Oh, Dan's great.
Yeah, Dan's great. And it's just amazing how every state now is coming out, no matter where you are in America, talking about the crime, talking about their schools, talking about they've taken jobs that high school kids can't get jobs at, local Burger Kings and it's just come to the forefront. And thank God, because it's long overdue. And then for people who've done the work like you yourself and Barbara Coe, Glenn Spencer, and a lot of the other people who've got involved in their own states now, they realize that this is a very vital and strong issue, and that amnesty cannot pass.
Absolutely.
We have John Springs coming this Thursday to the Granada Forum.
John Spring is back on the radio, too.
Yeah, he was on an hour before you. He had David Shippers on.
On AM 830. Yeah, good to see John back on the radio.
Yeah, and John's going to talk about the national ID card and the Middle East and China, but it's going to be a really great talk, so we're very happy to have John this Thursday at the Granada Forum.
Let me tell you something about John. He knows this international stuff. He knows a lot of domestic stuff. He's a really, really informed guy. He knows a lot about this stuff, and I wish I had his knowledge on a lot of these issues. He's very, very well read.
Yeah, he is. And if you'd like to come, you can call us at 818-385-4003 and give you all the information at the Granada Forum. That's 818-385-4003, or go to www.granadaforum.com, and hopefully you'll be able to see us live through your computer.
All right, Wendy.
All right, thank you, Terry, and God bless.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Rochelle, calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Rochelle, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how's it going?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I loved your 8-step program.
Did you?
Yeah, here in Pahrump, Nevada, they actually passed a law. All government forms have to be in our official language, which is English. Unfortunately, it only lasted about 2 weeks. The people that voted it in, their term was over. The new people voted it out. But me, everybody I work with, just about all of us, we loved it. There was a few opposers, but forget them. They should be treason. Hang them.
They should be deported.
Yeah.
Anybody that's against it should be deported, American or not. You know what I mean?
That's it, exactly. Where do you live? Where are you supporting?
Yeah, where is your loyalty, you know?
Exactly. It's not like you're overcrowding our schools, you're committing crime, and the news won't report it. You're drinking and driving, and it happens so much that Metro doesn't care.
Yep.
Go to Mexico. Go do it there.
Yeah, try and see what happens.
Yeah, go earn your money there. Go spend your money there. Take Bank of America with you.
All right, Rochelle. Thank you for the call. Call me again.
All right.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Dan, calling from Fremont, California. Dan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, first-time caller. God bless you.
Likewise,
hey,
buddy.
I was stunned. I'm sure it's higher than that, but this week the government announced that they had openly admitted there's at least 600,000 criminals, illegal aliens, that have committed crimes in this country. It's outrageous. These people are out walking around. Many of them are violent criminals, drug dealers, murderers, child molesters. And I think the time has come that the illegals, if they're going to be deported and come right back, we need to get a new system. I think they ought to be tattooed on their forehead where they could be readily identified immediately by any private citizen, law enforcement, or the Border Patrol, and they ought to castrate the males. That way they cannot reproduce, and that'll put the end of your jackpot, babies. Also, all drug dealers and anyone caught with a gun, if you're a foreigner, should be executed, killed. No second chances. And it's going to put an end to the gangs and the drugs. 65% of all the drug trade in Los Angeles is to foreign gangs. I'm fed up with this. We need a serious change in our politicians, or this country's going to have a civil war, and it'll be a bloodbath with 20 to 30 million killed, probably, if not more.
Well, Dan, we welcome all ideologies and all thoughts on this show, and you're entitled to yours.
This is my country. It doesn't belong to Mexico.
Hey, I'm with you.
20,000 Americans have been murdered.
I totally agree. You'll get no disagreement with me. These things are going to sound harsh to some people. You know, it's your
$1 trillion.
There you go.
$1 trillion in drugs sold in this country by Mexico in the last 30 years. That's pretty harsh. I've had enough.
Very harsh.
2,000 Americans murdered every year.
And Dan, What will we be saying in 5 years? In 5 years, Dan, we will be calling 2007 the good old days. You know what I mean? It will be that much worse in 5 years if we don't fix this now.
Well, we got to. And when this war with Iraq's over, we need to invade Mexico and get a change in government there. If they're not going to change and they're going to prop up corruption, we need to take them over.
All right, Dan. We
put an end to it.
We will remember your words, buddy. Maybe some of them will come to pass.
I'm an American. Give me liberty or give me death, Terry.
All right,
Dan. Give me liberty or give me death. I want an inheritance more than slavery for my children and my grandchildren.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Take care. Call me again. All right, we're going to play our song now, folks. We have quite a few songs we consider to be our theme song, but there's one we've come to be very fond of, and we get a lot of requests for it, so we're going to play it right quick. We're going to get to you folks waiting. Don't worry, we'll play your calls. We're going to hear that great song now, Can You Get Me In?
Congressman to let him know I'm thinking about heading down to Mexico, and I was hoping he could pull some strings to get me in. You see, I don't want to bother with legalities, no passports or visas, if you please. Just asking for the same deal there that we give them. And I said, can you get me in? Can you get me in? I might stay for a while and pretend I'm a citizen. Oh, but I don't want to learn the native tongue, and I won't pay taxes, that's no fun. I just want to start a brand new life, if you can get me in. Now I plan to take the whole family, all my cousins and my siblings, and even Aunt Bee. We'd all like jobs and a real nice place to live. I want my kids in an English-speaking school, along with food stamps, health care. I'm no fool, because all that stuff is my prerogative. Can you get me in? Can you get me in? I might stay for a while and pretend I'm a citizen. But I don't want to learn their native tongue, and I won't pay taxes. That's no fun. Just want to start a brand new life. You can get me in. Come on now. Toss away the key now on the 4th of July. I plan to make some noise. Might throw a little party for me and the boys. We'll go waving our American flag all over town. We'll drink Bud Coors and have barbecue. Talk baseball, apple pie, and motherhood too. We don't want the local population trying to put us down. Can you get me in? Can you get me in? I might stay for a while and pretend I'm a citizen. Oh, but I don't want to learn no Espanol. Press one for English. That's all I know. I just want to start a brand new life. If you can get me in. Now, please, Mr. Congressman, can you get me in?
Oh, you got to love it. You got to love it. Let's go to Thomas calling from Winnetka, California. Thomas, what do you hear? What are you saying?
Hi, how you doing, Terry? Good to hear you.
Hey, buddy, likewise.
I spoke to your son, Bryce. He's a good guy.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see. I'm just one thing I'd like to know is why do most of these talk show hosts always say the federal government when they know it's George Jimmy Carter Bush who refuses to enforce our borders? And I'd just like to hear more people name that different, I think, bun by name.
Well, here's the problem, Ernest. Most of your talk show hosts are Republicans, and they're Bushites, and they want to still stay in Bush's good graces, and it doesn't work that way. If the guy's a bum, he's a bum. If he sucks, he sucks. If he's a liar, he's a liar. You've got to say it. And I have said it many times. You got people like Sean Hannity that will suck up to this man no matter what. Sean Hannity will. O'Reilly's worse, but Sean Hannity will say, well, you know, I disagree with him on immigration, but he's a good guy. No. If you're against us on this issue that's crippling the country, Thomas, then you're not a good person. End of story.
Doesn't care about our borders, doesn't care about our sovereignty.
I agree.
Doesn't care about American citizens.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Call me again. Take care.
I will. Yeah.
Let's go to Ernest calling from L.A. Ernest, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes. It's a sad day in Mexico when American politicians side with American citizens and lawmaking illegals. April Fool's and Viva la Migra.
Viva la Migra.
Pichi Butaway.
All right, there you go. He cursed on the air, folks. Wasn't me. I know you got that one in there, Chandler. Let's go to, the guy hung up too. He was a punk. Let's go to Lee, calling from Las Vegas. Lee, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Pretty good.
All right. Yeah, boy, after those last few calls, I don't know, castrating illegal aliens and stuff, that's a bit much. I wanted to talk about the compassion of America.
Okay.
You know, whenever there's a...
Those were the caller's words, not mine.
Hold on, Lee.
Let's be real. Here's a guy that feels inundated. Here's an American citizen that's fed up. And I'm going to tell you something. I wouldn't go that far myself, but I understand how he got to that frame of mind. Go ahead.
Exactly. Well, you know what? I was reading the article in the paper today about the Attorney General of Wisconsin. He says he wants to do medical testing on them and throw PETA a bone and save the dogs and monkeys and do the illegal alien illegal testing. That's a lot of control, too.
I wouldn't do that one either.
But you know what? Every time there's a volcano or a tsunami or a major earthquake around, who comes to the aid?
We do.
The United States.
United States, every time.
United States. And we give the illegal aliens a free schooling and everything else.
Yep.
You know, our compassion has to stop. I mean, it doesn't have to stop, but there's a limit. You know?
Well, we have to pick our compassions. You know what I mean?
Right. And you know what? Another thing, our city governments and everything, they're lying to us. The police departments are lying to us. When they say they can't do anything, we just had some people from our group go and talk to our state senator, Heck, and he says, you know what? If the police say they can't do anything, the illegal aliens hanging out on the streets, they're lying to you. There's loitering laws. There's soliciting laws.
Well, there's a million things, Lee, a million things we can do.
Yeah, there's a million of them. Oh, can I give out our website real quick, Terry?
Okay.
Okay, it's Americans, the number 4, America.net.
All right.
And we're here in Las Vegas, and we're doing lots of stuff. And we know Curtis, and Curtis is out there all the time. And you know what?
I knew Curtis well when he lived here in L.A.
Yeah, Curtis is suffering. He's in a wheelchair, and if he can make it, everybody else out there in Vegas can make it, too. There's
all
no excuses, Terry.
All right, Lee, you're absolutely right. Thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, buddy.
Let's go to Oscar, calling from Santa Ana, California. Oscar, how you doing? Oscar, are you going to talk or are you going to be an idiot? Okay, Oscar's an idiot. He answered my question. Let's go to David calling from Anaheim. David, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I want to reach you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, insuring kids, this is front page LA Times. Let's see, that would be March 26th. Insuring kids may squeeze seniors. A popular Medicare plan could be trimmed to benefit children. As boomers age, the budget tug of war will intensify. Now, get this, Terry. Now, we all know what they mean. Illegal. Millions of illegals with their kids. Now, the headline says, insuring kids may squeeze seniors. All you seniors out there, let's get on board here. Now, here it is. The Democratic Congress, eager to do something that would be popular with voters, is moving to provide health care coverage to millions of uninsured children this year, but there's a catch. Senior citizens enrolled in a popular Medicare program may have to help pay the bill. That could turn what started as a feel-good plan to help the children of working poor into a tricky exercise in shifting generational burdens. What an outrage.
Absolutely.
Now, I want to give you folks... all of you out there, go to our website. We're doing something very practical.
Make it quick, David.
Okay? We're recruiting, that is the number, 2,008 volunteers to help the Republican candidate win against Loretta Sanchez. Our website is localpolitics.meetup, that's meetup.com/97. Again, that's localpolitics.meetup.com/97/. Folks, let's do something. We got to do it. And all you seniors out there, let's get on board. We're going to help you. You guys need to rise up against the Democrats.
All right, David.
Illegal alien invasion.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
God bless, buddy.
Take care.
See ya.
Let's go to John calling from the... let's go to Greg, calling from Reno, Nevada. Greg, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, love your show. Hey, I called Horrible Harry Reid, and I told him I expected him to go to bat for the illegal aliens. Well, you couldn't believe the letter I got. It was elitist and insulting to my intelligence, acting as if I had no knowledge of this particular case. He just basically came up and said, hey, look, you know, they shot an unarmed man and tried to cover it up, so the hell with them, let them rot in prison. And it's just amazing that, you know, that these politicians would just thumb their nose at these kind of problems and allow Bush to railroad these guys and try, you know, he's down there basically going to bat for Mexico. He seems to forget that he's the president of the U.S., not of Mexico. And I'd sure like to see him thrown the hell out of office.
I would, too, tomorrow, Greg. I really would, no doubt about it. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
Take care, Greg. Call me again.
I certainly will.
All right, let's go to John calling from the San Fernando Valley. John, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, listen, I was looking at your website the other day, and I'll tell you, there's some incredible races. But this one guy really seems confused. He doesn't know whether he's black or Arab or Chicano or Muslim or Palestinian. And he's really bad-mouthing you. Do you get this kind of stuff from
the time? Oh, you're talking about the Aztec warrior?
The Aztec warrior.
Yeah, this guy, Mohammed Martinez or somebody. Let me tell you about that. Yeah, I get a lot of that kind of... I get a lot of that stuff. He wrote me one time, and I posted on our website, and I haven't heard from him since. Well, you know, that's not true. Maybe he's written me since, but what I do is every time we get an email from him, it just gets dumped into the toilet file because he's so abrasive and so nasty and so racist with his comments, and he hates white people, so I don't read anything from him. But, yeah, we get tons of stuff from people like that, and it's really sad because... They've got their own way of thinking, but their way of thinking is warped. They're anti-white, they're anti-American, and I would ask all of them, where is your allegiance? So no, I don't read anything else from this guy. I read one time, and that was enough for me, and the rest gets dumped. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Dean calling from San Antonio. Dean, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Noticed on your show, you're always pushing Tom Pancredo as a presidential candidate.
Yes, sir.
Ron Paul, and was wondering if you could make some comparisons of the.
Well, Ron Paul's a good guy, but Ron Paul, this show is about the illegal invasion, Dean, and Ron Paul's not. I'm not knocking him. He's a constitutionalist. He's a good guy, but he is not out front on this issue the way Tom Tancredo is.
Right.
And that's what we're asking. We're asking candidates to be out front on this issue. If they are, they get equal time, and I think that's fair.
Okay. Well, thanks for taking my call,
Dean. Thank you. Call me again, and let me say this. Ron Paul's a great guy.
All right.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Mohammed on line one. Mohammed, how you doing? Another idiot. Let's go to Max calling from agentramos.com. Max, what do you hear? What do you say?
Two quick items. I got a letter from Nacho, and I was telling him about every time we call the Border Patrol, that they don't show up on these calls, and many illegal aliens are crossing. They won't go out. So he asked us to document them and make it public. So
great.
We got a big news report coming out on that, and the supervisors are going to be named. And
got about 15 seconds left, Max. End of the show.
Okay. Also, Joe Loya was today in Escondido, California. He was hosted by a great guy named Clint Miller.
Oh, I know.
ClintMiller.com, North County Baptist Church. And he was a really nice guy.
Gotta go, Max. We're at the end of the show. Call me again, buddy. Keep us updated. Thank you, sir. All right, folks, I want to make one announcement. We're going to this thing in Washington, D.C. We're not using any show money to go. I got a grant from somebody else that's taking care of it. We do not use show money for those purposes. Everything is to stay on the air. This week with the swings, hateful ineptness, and sorry, folks, this is my last article. Yeah, right. Read it and try to figure it out. This week with the swings on our website. Don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress, immigrationbuzz.com. I want to thank Mel for taking your phone calls, Chandler for engineering flawlessly. And I want to thank all of you who participated. Remind me, we need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donation to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Folks, go out and buy something made in America this week. Americans need your help to stay employed. Don't forget those three websites we talk about every week. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.